Brian Clay is a lifelong resident of Haines and graduated from high school here in 1982. His daughter also attended, and his granddaughter is currently in the third grade. For the past 25 years, he's worked as a counter technician at Bigfoot Auto Service, and he has served on the school board for the past 18 years.
There's always something different on the menu. Some of the stuff is always the same, but it always changes, but I enjoy it. A great benefit.
He's one of 7 school board members and running for another 3-year term.
You make tough decisions when they have to be made, but if you have a good board, we work well together, and we've done a lot in the 18 years I've been on there. We've built a new school, and we stayed open during a pandemic.
Clay says managing to keep Haines schools open and in person last year during the pandemic was a major accomplishment. He says the board worked with the superintendent and staff to develop a plan, reviewed recommendations, and met monthly on updates and changes needed.
Last year was a slow start. We did a couple days a week for the first couple weeks. Then we decided to go to full 5 days, and we did that. And then we slowly but surely started putting activities back in. And the second half of the year, we were doing activities and traveling.
He says the goal is to continue with the measured approach this year. And he also wants to work on boosting state funding for the district.
Making it through this without any illness or sickness this year. And continue to move forward. We got to move forward. And hopefully we can get adequate funding from the state. I think that's the big one. We don't get inflation-proofed on our budget. They just flat fund us, but it doesn't include any inflation costs.
That will depend on the Alaska legislature to provide state funding. Clay said he'd also like to expand vocational programs if funding allows.
Construction and trade, education, that kind of stuff. There's some areas in there that we need to improve, make it a little more robust.
Clay has also served for over 25 years with the Haines Fire Department. He served as chief until 2018, when he was arrested and charged with driving under the influence. He ended up being fined $1,100 and resigned as chief, but remains an active volunteer firefighter. He declined to talk about it, but said anyone with questions could ask him personally. Brian Clay is one of 5 candidates running for 4 open seats on the Haines School Board. He will face Shannon Dryden, Kevin Shove, Michael Wald, and Jonathan Ray in the election on October 5th. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.